This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you by Kingdom Ministries, which is dedicated to teaching and preaching the truth of Scripture and the message of God's coming kingdom, of which Jesus is the king of that kingdom. It's coming soon, and as you look around you, I want you to see that the day in which we're living is an exciting time because prophecy is being fulfilled before your very eyes. And if you read your Bible and look at the world, you're going to see a lot of interesting similarities and correlations. Be a good student of God's Word. You need to study your Bible yourself and to study, as Paul told Timothy, study to show yourself approved unto God, to be an individual who's not ashamed, but to rightly divide the word of truth, to be able to give an answer for your hope that is in you. How many of you know what you believe? And if you know what you believe, can you back it up with Bible verses, book, chapter, and verse, and tell someone why you believe what you believe? And you need to be ready always to be able to share your hope in Jesus Christ, because we're living in a lost world. This world is going down the tubes quickly, and the Bible says in Matthew chapter 7 that the way that it leads to life is it's like a straight gate. That gate is straight and narrow, and there's only a few that are going to find that gate. Our world today, people think that they've got everything made in the shade, and I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be sadly mistaken because they think they know what the Bible says, and they think that they believe the truth, but they don't have a clue of what the Bible's really saying. I'd like you to get your Bible this morning and get a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen and write down the verses we're going to be looking at. As we look at the situation that man was in, the last 2 weeks we were talking about man's predicament, and we come to the conclusion, man is a sinner, and man needs help, and that's the reason God provided Jesus. In Romans chapter 3 and verse 10, and you write that verse down, in Romans chapter 3 and verse 10, the scripture says that there is no one who is righteous. No one is righteous. And that's kind of, it's a not a word-for-word quote, but a generalization-type quote from Psalm 14 and verse 3. We are not innately good. Man is evil. The world will tell you, man's pretty good. But that's not what the Bible says. There is no one who is righteous, no, not one. And as a result, God is searching for a way, searching for man, to try to acquire man back as his perfect creation. Man was perfect when God created him, but man purposely chose to go his own way and disobey God. What makes Jesus special is that he is God's answer to man's predicament. He is a high priest today, sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. And Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15, if you write that verse down and take a look at it, re-examine it later, you find that this verse talks about Jesus being our high priest, who was tempted in all points like as we are, yet he is without sin. Jesus came to provide eternal life. Eternal life in the age to come. Not eternal life today, but eternal life in the age to come. Eternal life will be revealed at the resurrection when Jesus returns. Jesus died. He was buried for 3 days in the tomb. And on Easter morning, on that first day of the week, according to the Gospels, you can read it in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Paul says in 1 Corinthians, he was raised according to the Scriptures. Jesus was brought back to life by the power of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14, check that one out. The scripture says that the same power, the power of God, the Holy Spirit, that raised Jesus back to life will also raise us up. You and me will be brought back to life. But the thing that is necessary is that we belong to Jesus Christ, that we be followers of Jesus Christ, and truly be Christians. That's the good news the Bible has. It's good news for us. It's good news for the world. There is hope beyond what this world has to offer. The things that the world has to offer, they may be tantalizing, they may be pleasurable, they may be very satisfying, but the things of the world are temporary. The things that are of God are eternal. And we talked about the predicament that man was in because of the deception given by Satan. Man fell from God's grace because man listened to the devil in the Garden of Eden. And now all men are considered sinners. All are in need of salvation. We have this verse in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, and you can compare it back with Psalm 14 and verse 3, that there is no one who is righteous. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Where's the hope then? Where's the hope? God demonstrated his love. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. Write that verse down if you would. Romans chapter 8, chapter 5 and verse 8. And you'll find that God was at work all along trying to find a way to redeem his creation, trying to redeem man. Verse 8 in chapter 5 of Romans says, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." God provided Jesus to die in our place, even when we were still sinners, still enemies, even when we did not understand who God was. God loved us anyway. And Jesus' death covers a multitude of sins, past, present, and future, for all of mankind. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, that is, in Adam all die, but in Christ all will be made alive. This was the need that man had. God was searching for man. God provided an alternative for man in the Old Testament. And we're going to be talking about that next week. But this hope that man had was for life. Man had hope of life in Christ. God provided this for man because God loves man. God loves you. He provided Jesus to die in your place so you wouldn't have to die ultimately, eternally. Oh, we die today, and there's sickness, and there's disease, and there's heartache all around us today. And see, sometimes we question, where is God in all the calamity of today? That's part of what the life we're living. And it's all the result of Adam's sin in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve's decision to disobey God. But God has provided something better for us. He has provided Jesus. First, in Hebrews, that fourth chapter, in verse 15, again, that passage there says that Jesus was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. He is our high priest. He can understand our weaknesses. He knows we fall. He knows we fail. He knows we're not perfect. But he is one that was tempted. He was tempted in all points like as we are, and yet remained sinless. That's why Jesus could be that perfect sacrifice. He was the one that could be the sacrifice for sin. Jesus did what the Old Testament law couldn't do. The Old Testament law could not provide life. But Jesus, in obeying God's commands to him, God's instructions to him, fulfilling the mission that he had for him to do during his earthly ministry, Jesus died on the cross, making it possible that you and I can have life eternal. By Jesus dying on the cross, we are able to enter into God's family as his children, adopted children, according to Romans chapter 8. Write Romans chapter 8 down. I commit that passage, that whole chapter, to you to read it later today and throughout this coming week, to see that God has provided something so great for us. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, Savior, and Master, you become a child of God, an adopted child that is loved by the Creator of the universe. And you have a big brother in Jesus Christ. He is the Savior that died on the cross for you. He died, he was buried for 3 days, and he rose again. And God gave him immortality. Jesus can no longer die. Jesus is immortal. And he did this. He submitted himself to the trials of this world, one, because God told him to, God asked him to, and two, because of being willing to listen to his Father. It was the only way that you and I could have eternal life. He died in our place. He died as your substitute. What a great message and a great hope that you have, that I have, that we all have in Jesus Christ. We can live eternally when Jesus returns because he died in our place, but you have to accept him. I'd like to have you continue reading your Bible daily, become a good student of his word, and tune in again next week as we continue talking about the substitute of what God has provided in Jesus Christ. May God bless.